Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Gigi and the 561. I'm Pam Barker. I'm Gigi. Thank you for being with me on this Labor Day weekend, whatever that means for you. It's a holiday on Monday. There you go. That's all I got. There are people that are positive. There are people that are negative by nature. They see things on the brighter side, the darker side. They're optimistic. They're pessimistic. It's what makes the world go round. However, there are people that take looking for disaster, waiting for disaster, not living life because a disaster could hit. They take it to a whole other level that I cannot even understand. No, I do understand it. I just don't agree with it. And that is my prerogative. But someone once said, a very smart person, okay, live your life as though disaster is waiting to hit you. And it's true. It could be right around the corner. It's possible, yeah. But what if it's not? And what are you doing with right now, this moment in time? Find the excitement. Find something to be excited about every day. I don't care how small it is. Or at least try to. I do. I'm not telling you what to do because I don't believe in that. I'm just saying it's a nicer world for everyone to find something to be excited about every single day. Waking up, I'm alive. There it is. Excited. Having orange juice. No pulp. Excited. But these people that are afraid to live life, they're so afraid of dying. They're afraid to live. And they want to hoard things. They want to buy things that will make them feel better, make them feel safe. So on the radio today, I happened to have on a classic. I was waiting for someone, and I flipped over to the classic radio channel. And typically what they do, they run old mystery shows that ran on the radio back in the day before people had television. They're very, very old. But in this particular case, it was a company called Patriot, My Patriot Supply. And they were encouraging people to be worried. You better be prepared. Let's scare people half to death. But they were they were offering a sale. And it's not funny if this is what you want to do. No judgment, and I mean that. But 3-for-1, basically. You buy 1 month of food, and you get 2 others for free. 3 altogether for the price of 1. So I decided that I didn't know anything about this, so I would look down into that. A 3-month emergency food supply. This is 2,000 plus calories a day, where you can, according to them, get prepped. This is a get prepped special. $597. You save $100 because that's on sale. Now, what they claim is, here's how they want you to feel. There's no skimping when it comes to your survival. So this food provides you what you're going to need while you're hiding out. It has decades long shelf life, up to 25 years. You know what? I don't even eat canned goods or things in the freezer that have been there very long. Out they go. Mm-mm. And you won't get bored ordering this food because they have 22 flavorful food and drink varieties. There is variety there. And they have great packaging, they say. It's durable. Well, it better be if the food's going to last 25 years. It's easy to stack and to store. So keep that in the back of your mind. And I will too. Because, like I said, no judgment. There may be a time when I will be calling on some source like this to get food, hurricanes, whatever. But speaking of food, something way more fun, way more up my alley, here's where you get to judge me. Judge away. I don't care. Krispy Kreme donuts. The only way we can get Krispy Kreme is when we buy them at a store, like at a like at Walmart. Walmart will sell they do sell Krispy Kreme donuts, but that just doesn't hack it. If you've ever been to a real Krispy Kreme, where they're so full of sugar and they're so rich that they melt in your mouth, and I'm good with that. you know, every now and then. It's not something you do every day. But guess what? This fall, for just in time for football season, Krispy Kreme kicks off a crowd pleaser donut. It is a donut, the original glazed, which is the donut. Now, their chocolate topped is good too. Our granddaughter Kate likes sprinkles. But here's what they're doing on the regular glazed donut. They're piping on top of the donut a frosting. Hold on to your hat for this. It's Dr. Pepper flavored. I haven't had a Dr. Pepper in forever. As a teenager, I drank Dr. Pepper. I liked it okay, but I always liked Coke better. Pepsi, that's not even a cola, you know, really. But this goes even deeper into the football theme, excuse me, where they put a little adornment on the donut that says Dr. Pepper. It's the logo. It's the logo on it. And then they have one they decorate as a football. They have one with goalposts and sprinkles. Buttercream gold donuts. They're filled. Some of them are filled. Excuse my voice. So sorry. Speaking of Walmart and their donuts that they sell, Krispy Kremes, I think I've talked a lot about, or at least some, about self-check. Not just at Walmart, CVS, everywhere you go, pretty much, does have self-check. I think it's horrible. If I'm going to work, you're going to pay me. That's a step. Pay me, give me benefits, okay. Otherwise, no. But my mate loves, because he's always in a hurry. He's got to get in, got to get out, you know, no time to waste. So he does, and I'm with him. I sack, he checks. I'm grumbling and griping the whole time. But here's a new twist, not at Walmart. Now, Walmart is not doing this. They've been accused of doing it, but they're not, from my research. But we travel a lot, and we buy, you know, mainly food and stuff in airports. Now, this has not happened to me, but it is happening everywhere. Business owners feel they can boost staff pay, of course they can, and increase gratuities at self-check. And there are, we've seen them at different airports where you get the food, you check yourself out, and they're asking for a tip. You're doing the work up to 18%. The highest, from what I've read, the highest would be 18%. Some customers call this emotional blackmail, where we're already doing at restaurants our own. We scan, we order everything ourselves. You pay yourself, you do everything yourself already at a restaurant, and yet they want you to tip. Now, moving on away from, no, Walmart is not asking you to tip. But and also there's a rumor out there, they're charging customers $98 to use self-check at Walmart. Also not true. But they're finding theft at Walmart is pretty hefty. And so they are beginning to remove self-check. Slowly but surely. Right now, in Missouri, Cleveland, Ohio, Shrewsbury in Missouri, by the way, Cleveland, Ohio, and Albuquerque, New Mexico are on that list where Walmart is removing self-check. They do have, although theft is pretty high, they do have a way to monitor it a bit. And by the way, when you are at self-check and you're using your credit card, whatever you're doing, they are taking your photo. You don't realize that, but they're taking a picture of your face and your card, and they keep that and they hold that. I don't know why. I don't know if they discover that you're stealing. I'm not really sure what that's all about. But Walmart does have a way, a bit, for loss control. If you know these people, if you're at Walmart self-checkout. You know, there are people that stand around watching you do their job. Well, they do have a function, actually, where if they suspect, as they're watching you, supposedly their job is to carefully watch, you check to prevent loss. Now, our experience there is that they're hanging out, they're on their phones, they're chatting with each other, they're walking, they're not paying attention. But if they do suspect that you are trying to steal, they have a button on their device that they have. You know, when you have a problem and they come over and they have a device and they, well, they can also stop the checking process with this button. And then they come over and what they say is, not to accuse you, but they say there's a problem with the machine, not you, and that they need to take a look at it. And so it doesn't get them into any altercation with a customer, but gives them a chance to stop you from checking so they can see, are you stealing? Are you not? That doesn't really bother me if they remove these self-check. And yeah, it's not fun to stand in line. It's not, where people have huge loads of groceries. You know, we don't. Ours are really pretty small. They're, you know, a few groceries, a few cleaning products, and that's pretty much it. Let's talk about entertainment, because here we are at Labor Day. It's hot here in SoFlo. It's hot and it's humid, and it's raining almost every single day. In 1981, a movie came out. It's a sort of a remake of an old movie, Double Indemnity, which is a 1944 film noir. And I bring up Body Heat because it's kind of in the news right now for a lot of reasons. It's being celebrated and this and that. William Hurt, who played Ned Racine, the ill-fated Ned Racine, passed away in 2022. But this film has the most beautiful haunting music. And it launched the actress Kathleen Turner into stardom. But the cool thing about it is that a lot of the movie was filmed near us, sort of, south of us. Manalapan and Lake Worth. Many of the scenes are filmed there. If you haven't seen that movie, it's being talked about right now. So a little bit, you might want to turn on the air, bring it down a bit. But many of the scenes from Body Heat are filmed in East Central Palm Beach County. The downtown Lake Worth area in particular, which is some of the old looking stores. Who knows if they're even there? I'm not really sure if they are still there. Let's go back to food for just a moment. According to Boca Magazine, there's a confection place coming to Delray. Delray is about probably a 30 minute drive, I think, from here. It's close. It's not far. But they have so many great restaurants in Delray, and they're all packed together. Parking is a big fat headache, to tell you the truth. They have meters that are a nuisance. They have valet parking, which I love. I'm all in on valet parking. I don't care. Steal my change. Go ahead. You know, I'll get more for my carts at Aldi. You know, you have to have a quarter to get a cart. But I don't know anything about Norman Love Confections, but it's very well known by some people. It's a Fort Myers-based company, apparently, and their confections, their sweet confections, are supposed to be sublime. And it will be at 1911 South Federal Highway in Delray. But it's not open yet. It debuts on September 20th. And they use premium ingredients of all sorts. It's internationally known for handcrafted chocolates, truffles, gelatos, and desserts. Now, some of their things apparently will be made at their Fort Myers location and then, you know, brought over to the Delray location. I am ready to try that. So we've got to put that on our to-do list. I'm going to put it in my calendar, because I can't do anything if I don't put it in my calendar, because I will forget to do it. But I can't wait to try it. Usually opening is not good for a lot of reasons. You want to give it a couple weeks, let them have a soft opening, and then get to it. But anyway, I hope whatever you do, if you're eating chocolate, if you're eating Krispy Kremes, Dr. Pepper, watching Body Heat, whatever you're doing, if you're looking into getting your doomsday prepper food that lasts 25 years, whatever it is, have fun and enjoy and be safe. But mainly just be cool, be yourself, and find something every day to be excited about. I don't care how small it is. Thanks for being with me today. I hope that you will visit our YouTube channel, NorthPalmBeachLife.com, where these podcasts always rest, as well as many other platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, many, many platforms. You will find Gigi in the 561. My mate writes for, of course, produces, does everything for NorthPalmBeachLife.com, as well as Splash Magazine Worldwide and All Things Cruise. Seriously, go watch our videos on YouTube because they can be just fun. And subscribe. Subscribe to everything and do drill down into NorthPalmBeachLife.com because there's a lot of stuff out there. Many photos, easy to read articles. So Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, but pronounced Gary, does the heavy lifting, and I just get to feel excited about it. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Pam Barker. I'm Gigi in the 561. Stay with me.